Blog Talk Radio.
My soul get happy. That's what it does.
Amen. Amen. What about you? That joy that you get, I know it's not superficial, because God won't do nothing superficial. All things be for God's sake. He does everything in his sake eternally. All the extent of your energy. Yeah. Even in Holy Spirit, your feeling in you. Give an honor to fight for me to better my life, for my wife, and for the love of the Spirit, for my pastor, for the comfort and the church, for all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, praise teams, intercessors, youth, men, ABM front line, for our youth, amen, members, families, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, Spain, Australia, Germany, India, Egypt, Laos, Australia. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. I bid you all good evening, and good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the mouth and the mortal tomb. Oh, it was God that kept you with his King of love this morning, woke you up, started you on your way, gave you the activity of your limb. See, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is jointed and fit in the place on today. So as we boldly come before the throne of God, that we give him the honor, the glory, and the praise, and most of all, that we give him the thanks for who he is on today. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
I'm blessed, Pastor Smith. And good evening to you on this blessed, rainy Monday day. First of all, I come giving Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. And then I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to the First Lady, Letitia Spencer. I give honor to Apostle Temple Spencer. And to you, Pastor Smith. And I give honor to Pastor Barbara Elect Smith, and to everyone at ADM Ministry. Father God, as we come to you once more, humbleness, we know how, God, we come thanking you just for another blessed day, another blessed day that you have allowed us to see. So we say thank you just for that. God, we thank you how you have shielded us, even from last night and up to today, without any hurt, harm, or danger came upon us, God. You didn't let a thief kick in the door, God, a robber to come in and shoot us, God, to take us out. So we say thank you, God. God, we thank you for just being so good to us, God. We thank you, God, how you're leading us and guiding us into our truth in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up every sick vessel that it is, once more, God, we constantly lifting them up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, because they are already healed, God. Edelboshe, God, you said in your word, Edelboshe, God, by your stripes we are healed. And that's what we just are. We are healed in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for being that great man regulator for us, God. And that heart fixer, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord, today. We thank you, God, for your strength, God of the Moshe, God. Things that we go through, the Moshe, we wonder how we go through. Oh, but we realize, God, it was all you and none of us in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, how you're constantly preparing and making a way for us, God, that no other can do, God. Oh, but we give you the glory for it in the name of Jesus today, God. We lift up every child that it is, God, from the youngest to the oldest, God. We pray, God, that you constantly shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God, in the coming and the going, God. Oh, God, we thank you for saving them at a young age and filling them with the Holy Spirit, God, and setting them at the table, God, teaching them at a young age, out of O'Shea. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every man of God, every woman of God, out of O'Shea, God, that you strengthen them, God. Keep them up on the wall and don't let them come down. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord, God, for the teacher that you are, God, for constantly teaching us your words and your way, God, and your commandments, God. We thank you today, God. We lift up the high rise of today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, we pray, God, that you constantly take care of them, shield and protect them. In the name of Jesus, God, we can't help but to praise you, God. Let us constantly have a praise upon our lips, Lord, God, because you are worthy to be praised, God. You've been so good to us, better than we've been to ourselves, God. We can't help but to praise you, God. Oh, God, we should always have a praise on the inside of our heart, God, in our spirit, God. No matter what we go through, God, let us continue to say hallelujah anyhow. And about shake, God, let us continue to stand strong in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to stretch us, God, to make us, to the woman and the man that you will have us to be, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us stand boldly in you, God, in the mouthpiece that you have given us, God. Let us open it wide, God, about shana. Whatever you say, speak, let us speak, God, about shake. In you, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, constantly make us real in you, heart of us, and now. Constantly let us love like you. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up family members up to you today, God. We pray, God, that you constantly draw them near to you, God. Save them and deliver them and set the captain free, God. Oh, God, don't forget about the mental institution, God. We realize that you are mind regulated, God. We pray, God, today that you go into that mental institution, God, and begin to touch mind. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you regulate that mind. Somebody's mind might be gone, God. Oh, but I know you can bring it back in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We lift up the homeless people, God, today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray today, God, that you make a way out of no way, Father. And most of our hearts, God, touch their heart and their mind. Let them realize they don't have to stay in that same state. Because you are God of the Moshe, God. No matter what we're in, you'll bring us out. If you want to come out, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God of Moshe, God, for that strong will that we want to keep on pushing. Push till we can't push no more. Don't let us give up, God of our son. Let us constantly push. Constantly call on the name of Jesus, Lord, it's power in the name of Jesus today, God. If you call on Jesus, Lord, watch you fix every situation in the name of Jesus, God. I say today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, whatever you in, come out. He kind of stand out a lot. God is telling you to come out to the most. That's something that you can't give up. Oh, but if you give it up, how about stand out? It's going to be all right. In the name of Jesus. Oh, bullshit. Come out in the name of Jesus, I say today. Come out. Just call on the name of Jesus. When you're in a situation, just say, Lord, come and help me. I can't help myself. This thing is too strong for me. But in a matter of fact, let me tell you, it's nothing too hard for God. It might be hard for you, hard of Moshe, but not too hard for God. Just begin to call the name of Jesus, hard of Moshe. If you don't know nothing there, just say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. I need your help, Lord. I'm tired of being in this fix that I'm in. I know it's a better way. I know my son, not a behind. I might not know everything, but I know that you got to my son now. They're talking about a man that you told my son now that he delivered her. He heals. He set you free in the mighty name of Jesus. All about that now. So I want to try and for myself. Everybody been talking about this man named Jesus, but I'm standing over Shanda. Want to know him for myself in the name of Jesus. Robocop, we thank you today. All about Shanda for every leader that it is. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up every mother that it is today, God. Spiritual and physical, Lord. We pray, God, that you strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. Leading constantly, constantly guide them. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for supplying every needs in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I lift up my songs today. To you, God, oh God, I know you're doing a little in him, God. I say thank you, Lord, for doing what you're doing, God. I can't complain. Only thing I can say is, God, I thank you. Everything that I go through, God, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, God, for separating me from people and things. I thank you for teaching me all about you, God. I thank you for the love that you put on the inside of my heart, God, that I can love in spite of all heart and notable shame. I thank you, God, that I can walk with my head up with dignity in you, God, knowing that you, God, all by yourself, God. I thank you today, God, and Lord, stand that in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord, for all things, from the littlest to the biggest, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for what you're doing today, God, turning every situation around. In the name of Jesus, out of my son, I thank you, God, for touching my wondering eyes, God, today. I plead the blood of Jesus over wondering eyes, and I'll speak out of my son now. Peace be still in the name of Shanna, in the name of Jesus today. Oh, God, I pray, God, that every man and every woman, Harabashanna, begin to call on Jesus, whatever situation it is, whatever you in, I say today, call on the name of Jesus. Don't call on your buddy or your pal, Harabashanna. They can't do you no good. The name of Jesus, he called my son that. That's the one you need to be calling today. In the name of Jesus, God, I lift up every poke on the world today, God. I pray, God, that you touch deaf ears, God, about son that. Let them hear in the name of Jesus today, God. I pray, God, about son that, about God, that you open blind eyes that been blind for years, about son that. I pray, God, today, God, about son that. Women that in situations shouldn't be, God, bring them out in the name of Jesus, about God. Let them know, God, that you're the one, you're the first, Lord of my son, that of a God. Let them realize, God, that they don't have to, the most son, that depend on man, but depend on you. Love God with all your heart, mind, and your soul, because Lord of my son, that, oh, he will make a way out of no way, brother. He'll love you like no other loves you. And the mighty name is, he called my son, that. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We ask that you have your way, God. Shift this atmosphere, God, that women and men that know, that you've been there in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, shake God. Trouble their waters today, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, shake God. These things we ask this afternoon, God, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, shake God. Let your perfect will be done. Hallelujah, shake. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah,
Lord. Tonight, yes, Lord. Whatever the need and desire, Lord God, they have a few.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Ooh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Have you.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Next. And locally.
Yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Have your way.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Jesus.
In our minds.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And the West.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Have your way.
Yes,
somebody.
Lord. Oh, say your way, God.
Of what you have.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Stir them.
Yes.
To them. To make a new.
Head on a motion. Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit of the living God.
Hey, yes, Lord Jesus, yes, Lord. Ooh, yes, Lord.
And we're going to for all things. Now, Lord Jesus,
yes.
Have you
yes,
this evening?
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, yes.
Hallelujah. And the one that's going to bring forth.
Amen. Lord,
on tonight, Monday
night, yes.
And we turn it over home. Minister Shanita Bonton.
Amen. Yes,
God bless
Lord.
You.
God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. I would like to give honor to God, who is the head of my life, my husband, my pastors, Apostle Temple, Lakeisha Spencer, Pastor Smith, Pastor Alex Smith, all the ministers, the mothers, the deacons, the praise team, the women, the children, every listener that's on here that dedicated time out of their lives to seek God, to hear what is being brought forth by the Spirit of God. I just want to give each and every last one of you on today honor and just thank you for trusting God and seeking His faith in everything that you do. And I just pray that each and every person on the line tonight is touched by what the Holy Spirit has imparted in me today, and anything with me will decrease and the Holy Spirit will increase. Tonight, my topic is Thanksgiving, and the scripture that I'm using is 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. As we know, in our humanistic feelings, when we have a circumstance, the first thing that we do is, as a human, we turn our back to God. We turn our back to the church. We turn our back to anyone that may even come to them and say, Jesus saves, Jesus loves you, Jesus whatever. Because the people that are not Holy Ghost filled or who does not really know who God is, they don't understand that sometimes God allows us to go through some calamity to draw us closer and nearer to Him. And when He's drawing us closer and when He's drawing us nearer, He's bringing us in His loving arms. His word, God's word, is reference. that the battle, he told Jehoshaphat and his people that the battle was not his, that it was with God. It wasn't Jehoshaphat's battle, it was the Lord's battle. And what was he saying? He was saying, through this situation, you don't have to worry about anything. I need you to trust me with all that you have. I need you to have confidence in my word. I need you to have faith, not look at what's coming towards you. Don't look at whatever your circumstances is. Don't look at the doctor telling you that you have 6 months to live. Don't look at the eviction notice that's on your door. Don't look at your refrigerator empty. What I need you to do is to trust me and run into my arms, run into my loving arms. I need you to give me the attention that you're giving that circumstance. I need you to call on my name, Abba Father. I need you through this time. I need you to seek my faith, seek first the kingdom of God, and say, Father, this situation is too big for me. Yes, I've allowed it to get out of control, but now I'm coming to you, Father God. I need your help. I need your assistance, Father God. But doing this, Father God, I am still going to keep praising you. I'm still going to give you your honor. I'm still going to fall to my knees and pray. I'm still going to have a joyful heart. And I'm still going to sit and say, though you slay me, I'm still going to trust you. That's what Job had to do. Job didn't turn his back on the situation when he was going through. Why didn't he? He was still through the end thankful for the things that he had previously. He was still thankful for the relationship that he had with God. And that's what I do right now. No matter what our situation is, no matter what our circumstances is, he needs us to build a solid foundation. He needs us to be rooted in him. Not today I'm going to serve you. Not today I'm going to tell you, thank you, Father Lord, Father God. You are worthy to be praised. You are an awesome God. How great you are. You are my provider. You are my healer. He wants us to do that consistently at all times. When you get the bad news, Father God, this news is too hard for me to bear, but I know that you can pull me in your loving arms. I know, Father God, that you can give me a word. Father God, you can send me somebody that's going to give me the words that's coming from your mouth, Father God, not their mouth, Father God, because they trust you, Father God. And building, being thankful for everything is building a relationship with God. It will help your spirituality grow. It will allow you to obtain more wisdom and knowledge. It will give you the boldness and the confidence to stand up against whatever the trial and the tribulation is. It will make your faith grow beyond measures. It will make you sit and fall to your knees and ask God to just let you sit and talk to him for a while. It will place a song on your mind at all times. It will sit and keep a prayer in your heart at all times. It's just sitting and saying, Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. With me, when I had a certain situation that happened in my life, people think that I'm crazy because, see, let me tell you this. The way I walked in was not the way that I walked out. Because, see, I knew that God had a plan for me. The way the situation took place and the way it's written on paper, things that took place, man couldn't even do it. I realized that it was God that wanted to take me through something because he needed to teach me some things. He needed me to be on the walk in the path that I'm on right now. He needed me to be able to sit and see things that's coming down the road closer to me. And maybe this time I could step over to the left and not let that hurdle hit me. Or I may have to go and walk up the other side of the mountain to get to where I need. go because I was thankful. I had to tell him, Father God, I thank you for this circumstance and this situation because it made me a better person. It made me learn to love Mita. And in order for me to love you, I had to learn to love myself. How did I learn to love God? I had to be obedient to his will and his way. What is his will? One of them is to love thy neighbor more than you love yourself. That's one of God's will. Another one is for us to live holy and sanctified. It is his will for us to worship him in spirit and truth. It is his will for us commandments. Once we start doing those things, then God opened doors for us. Then God realized this person is serious during this time. Yeah, we fall short of God's glory. We fall short. And it's designed for us to fall short because, see, sometimes we get too big for ourselves and then we forget to say, Father God, I thank you. We forget to sit and say, I'm going to praise you and pray for these things because it's you and only you that could make these things happen. Once we realize that God is in control of all things, that he is the one that created everything, then when you look in the sky, when you look at the little things, if you're walking down the street and you see a penny on the ground, you'll sit and you'll pick it up and say, God, I thank you. That's an increase. That's an increase. You will sit. The littlest things will sit and make you realize, God, you're with me. God, your presence is here with me. It will make you grow. It will make you smile. When you cry, you can sit and you're knowing that you're crying on God's shoulder. You're giving him all that you have. And you can sit and tell him, Father, I'm thankful for your shoulder. I'm thankful, Father, that you're wrapping your arms around me. I'm thankful, Father, for everything that you're doing for me. No, we're not supposed to thank him for the evilness, but we're thanking him for what he's doing through our circumstances. We're thanking him for the change that he's making. That's what we need to do, saints. We need to always, with any little thing, we have to thank him because we should know that in every situation that we have to go through, God has a plan for us. Whether it's good or bad, he has a lesson in it. But you got to open your eyes to see the lesson. You got to open your heart and say, Holy Spirit, come in. Lead me and guide me. You got to put all the other things to the side, all the negative things to the side, all the negative people to the side, and allow the Holy Spirit to come in so you can give him the thanksgiving that he deserves. The thanksgiving for allowing you to wake up. The thanksgiving for providing a roof over your head. Food in your mouth. Clothes for you and your children. Whatever the situation is, there is something on today that each and every person that hears the sound of my voice have something to thank God for. You might have had 10 major things happen today, but as you open your eyes, you will see God in the midst of whatever the situation is, and you can sit and you can tell him thank you because whatever the major things was just a mere fact that God, our Father, who art in heaven, was right there with you to show you that I'm here with you. All I need you to do is trust me. Nothing else at that point in time should not matter if you truly loving God, if you truly depending on God, if you truly giving yourself away and surrendered all to God, you are going to be thankful because you realize that he is in the midst of all things. You realize that God is in the midst. He wants you to do his will. He wants you to be a loving person. He wants you to be a caring person. He wants you to just give over to him.
God will carry us through. All we need to do is be thankful. Be thankful on today, saints, because I'm thankful there is not one thing on today that I'm not thankful of. I don't care if I would have had 20 million things. I'm thankful because I'm living. God could have took my life because we don't know the minute, the hour, the day. God, I could have been in the midst telling the enemy, I'm sorry. And God clicked the switch off, and I never got that sorry out. I'm thankful that God gave me another opportunity to get it right.
Amen.
Are you all thankful? Are you all thankful? If you are thankful, start writing things down and reminding God of what you're thankful for. Start speaking it out into the atmosphere. Find, let him put songs on your heart to let him know I'm thankful, I'm grateful, Father God. Let God in. And once you let him in, as I say, the most smallest thing becomes the most biggest thing. I remember in 2007 when I moved to Atlanta, I didn't know that they had red trees. When winter came, everybody's house around me, their trees would be ugly, brown, no leaves on it. My tree, I would sit in my yard. My tree was bright red. And I would sit, my husband would be like, why are you sitting out here looking at this tree every day? I said, because God loves me. I'm thankful that God allowed my tree to have flowers, to have leaves on it, beautiful red leaves on it, when everybody else around me got barren trees. I was thankful for that. I was so thankful for that. Why? Because I was looking through God's eyes. I was looking through God's eyes. And that's what I'm asking you all to do today. Be thankful in all things and continue to do the will of God, because that's what he's asking of us. I pray on tonight that the words that came out of my mouth, first of all, was acceptable to God, and secondly, it was a blessing to someone else. Amen, 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 and may God bless you all. Remember to be thankful for all things, no matter what it is. God bless you.
Amen, amen,
amen. Amen. Our own Minister Shanita Ponton, oh glory, saying, live in his will, live in his plan. God is in the midst, and be still in him. Praise God.
Amen.
Be constantly in the press towards him at all times. Amen. Amen. Through all of your trouble, tribulation, trial, happiness, through everything, amen. Give him the praise and the thanks. Amen. And then be bold and be confident in the Lord on today. Amen. Because he'll do it. Amen. But you got to stay in. Got to be bold. Amen. See, our lives is like ready, right up in. Already, God has written it through his word. Amen. And all is pressing in, and pressing in on today. And tell the Lord, show me your face. Lord, I seek your face in all things, in all ways. And Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. As I press in toward you, God, that you use me. Because here I am, Lord. Use me, Lord. That I take my mind off of the things that should not concern me, but the things, Lord God, that should concern you.
Amen.
That I take my mind, Lord God, and place them on you on today.
Amen.
And now, our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless all of you. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you all, folks. God, those all over the world, if you don't know, some of you do know that our very own Pastor Smith is a veteran. So we thank God for him. We salute him on tonight. Amen. We thank God for all that he's doing and the service that he brings. And I thank God for you all and everybody that listening all over the world. We thank God for our Lord. And I thank God for my wife, Lakeisha Spencer, saints of God. And I thank God for my family that I love so much. My God, ADM, I thank God for you. I'm just putting a big hug around each and every one of you in the spirit. God bless you all. I want to chew on something tonight, and I want us to chew on something tonight, because the whole word that our very own Minister Anita brought forth, my God, you can't do nothing but chew on it, because it's very good. But I highlighted a couple of things in the spirit as she was talking. One of the things that she shared about getting up in the morning, thank God that she, you know, God, you know, allow her to get up in the morning, allow us to get up in the morning, you know, to be thankful and give it one more shot. Saints of God, I want you to understand this. When you get up in the morning, you know, you are not getting up in the morning for nobody else but you and the Lord. You know, it was the Lord that got us up in the morning. So many times we get up with this third person or this third, we get up for another individual, another issue. So many times some of us get up in the morning, we get up with anger. We get up with problems. We get up with circumstances. We get up with issues. We get up complaining. We get up not being thankful. We get up not, you know, we're not grateful for what God done. We get up looking at our, looking around us. Amen. When you get up, amen, that's between you. You and God. You're getting up not for your haters, not for what somebody to say, but you're getting up to get it right between you and God. Because at the end of the day, when you lay down, my God, you laying down in the care or in God's grace. When you get up, you're getting up in His grace. I want us to begin to get up and begin to be thankful for what God is doing. Because at the end of the day, it's so many people, especially when it gets to the last quarter, last part of the year, is not waking up. And I know you might be looking at your situation and looking at your issues, and you just say, Pastor, if you only knew. Pastor, if you only knew. I'm here to tell you, you better believe that it's somebody in a worse condition than you. But guess what? It's somebody in the worse condition than you, and they've been thankful. That's the only thing you're going to get a release with God, being thankful on always. Amen. And we just give God the honor, and we just thank God for what He is doing. And I'm telling you right now, let's begin to get up. Let's begin to get out of our problems, get out of ourselves, that get out of our issues. Amen. Let's get out of this stuff. And when you get out of it, you'll see the Lord was waiting on you. He was waiting on you on the outside. Amen. Because He just want to wait on you. And for you could, because He has something for you. So I want us to begin to get into a place when we get up in the morning, don't get up with that other individual. That other individual anger. Other individual, somebody lied on you. That other individual, somebody talk about you. That other individual, I can't take that. I'm ready to throw in a towel. I'm ready to give up. I'm ready to give up. You know, these other individuals, don't let these other individuals control your life no more. You take dominion. You take control of your life. And I want you to begin to get up with prosperity. Get up with joy. Get up with victory. Get up that God has it all in His hand. And guess what? When you get up with that and be thankful, God going to make you ruler of much. Try them and see. God bless you all tonight.
Amen.
God bless you, Apostle. Amen. Praise God. And those words of encouragement, amen. For we thank God for everything that has gone down tonight, especially the word of our living God. Amen. Come on back in the room. Praise God. At 7 a.m. Praise God. Well, we can do it again. Come before the throne of God and seek His face. Amen.
Amen.
While we seek His face, and when we seek His face, God will be there for us. God bless you.
Amen.
May heaven smile upon you.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away.